Essence of time. I'm actually going to just go through this, my slides real quickly. But before I get started, I just want to say that CDC does not actually have to be present in your state doing National Infant Immunization Week for your events and activities to be successful. We have benefited in Nevada from CDC being there, but our events are great, even if they don't come. Just a little bit about our organization. Our mission as a coalition is to promote health and decrease the incidence of vaccine-preventable diseases in Southern Nevada through community partnerships and education. And our vision, which we actually have a new vision, our board just approved our new vision in March, is to remove barriers to ensure all Southern Nevada children have access to immunizations and to encourage appropriate immunizations throughout the lifespan. What I really wanted to highlight was how we actually use, and we call our week Nevada Infant Immunization Week. It actually works out with National, the acronym, but we use NIW to our advantage to fit nicely and work. It works well with our strategic plan. For us, we have three strategic objectives. One of them is to increase community access to childhood immunizations, to improve immunization record tracking through a statewide immunization information system, and to increase education and awareness. So NIW actually support our strategic objectives. Also, NIW provides a strategic opportunity for partnership development. That's incredibly important to our organization and for community outreach and immunization delivery. This is kind of a busy slide, but I just kind of wanted to show you we have a lot of partners, and I was able to put some of their logos here. We actually have 150 members for our coalition, and we have about 60 members that actively are come to our coalition members. But for us, it's important for us doing NIW Week for partnership development to strengthen existing partnerships. We must keep our partners engaged, and NIW does that. It keeps them committed and active. We also take the opportunity to establish new partnerships. You know, when you're putting on a lot of activities and events, it's a great opportunity to go to new organizations or organizations that you haven't worked with before and say, look at what we're doing. Your organization can benefit. We can benefit. The communities that we're serving can benefit, and it becomes a win-win situation. It also gives us an opportunity to explore opportunities for innovative partnerships. Hey, we may have never thought about going partner with a particular organization, but NIW allows us to explore those opportunities. And for us, through all these partnerships, we're able to have funding opportunities. And our coalition actually does really, really well with securing funding. And we do so well that we are now able to say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't take that funding, or we should think twice about that funding from that particular source. Community outreach. We have an opportunity during that week, especially to focus on the under-immunized minority and special populations. And this is really important because sometimes they get overlooked, as many of you know. Also, during that week, if providers participate with our coalition, we try to remove especially the financial barriers, geographical, culture, and language barriers. So we basically cater to those communities and those populations. It's a great opportunity for us to do social marketing. And I think what Tim said about, you know, if you can get press on the front page of your paper, that's important. But for us, we're trying to look at mainstream media and other things. And so we've taken advantage of doing theater advertisement. And for us, you go to the movies, you're captive. You cannot leave. And so for us, especially for those parents who are unsure about vaccinating their children, you know, the babies are running across the screen, and we have a captive audience. So we're trying to take advantage of social marketing that way. We also use RNIW to be a catalyst to promote other children's preventative services. We have events where, yes, immunizations will be offered, but we also offer dental, lead, vision, and hearing screenings as well. Immunization delivery. It's an opportunity for us to engage the physician or the provider. They come out and do meet and greets, and this is particularly important to parents. We have an opportunity to educate the providers, increase access, and to really focus on our immunization information system. The short-term outcomes for us is we get an opportunity to focus on babies, because that's what the week is about. We also get an opportunity to educate parents and caregivers, and we get an opportunity to put a lot of our resources toward those things. And we don't say free in our coalition, because nothing is free, but we do sponsor no-cost immunization clinics. And then we also have a great opportunity to do media campaigns. And really for us, it's going to those communities and telling the communities, here are all the resources, but this is your events, and let them plan it so we get the community involved. Long-term goals, we get to accomplish our mission, our vision, our strategic objectives. That's what NIW does for us. And also, we're promoting the overall goals of NIW. And also, it gives us a forum to improve vaccine access and financing. And NIW has actually sustained our organization. Conclusions, we've actually been able to incorporate NIW into our strategic plan. It provides a forum for public policy. And we actually, coming up, our NIW starts April 23rd instead of the 24th because we have so many events. And included in that, we have a children's health luncheon. And this is where we get an opportunity to bring key decision makers together to talk about the importance of immunizations and health care coverage for children. And this is just a ruler. What we do is everyone in our city are so used to these rulers. It's an actual ruler. And it just highlights all the events that we're going to have. And we use 211 so parents and other folks can call 211 and they can ask where their events are going to be. And this is an event that we're actually doing with Every Child by Two. And I just kind of want to put a plug in for Every Child by Two. They've been actually amazing to work with. They have some great resources. But, you know, just working closely with them to make sure that we can do the events that we can do and have the partners that we can do. For us, NIW, that whole week and our planning starts in December of the prior year. It costs us probably about $40,000 to $60,000. And so that's why we need all of those partners. And then the last thing for us, the biggest resource is just going to CDC's website. You pretty much can get everything. You can duplicate everything. And so I challenge all of you just to take advantage of their website. Thank you.
We have a few minutes for questions. Are there any questions? Amy.
You said that you pay for local travel. Who do you mean, local parents or local people?
Oh, it is on. Okay. For local immunization staff and providers and stuff from the community. So not parents, but our immunization partners in the communities.
Lisa.
I have a question for Pam. I'm Lisa Chris. I'm director of the Chicago Area Immunization Campaign. We've been looking at movies, theater advertising. Where do you get funding for that?
We do a lot with Walmart, Pepsi, so it's private donors that we take in funding from, and that's how we're able to pay for it. And actually, the theater advertisements are not expensive at all. It's just, you need to just plan. What I mean is that you can just take probably about $1,500 if you have it, and you can do 2 or 3 weeks with theater advertisement.
Right here.
All the things you talk about are amazing. I'm with the Indiana Immunization Coalition. But what is your staff like for all of the things that you're talking about that you actually accomplish?
One staff, me. But we have an amazing board. Our board, they know when they come on our board, it's a working board. And all of our work for our coalition gets done through committees. And so I have to depend on the committees and our board and then all of the partners. I mean, like, for example, with the events that we're having, and Every Child by Two is doing two events. Jennifer, she's been amazing to work with, you know, long distance, doing things on her end, and I'm doing things on my end, but we only have one paid staff, that's me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amy?
I didn't need to put a plug in for your comment, thank you.
We have free PSAs, so people want to use them. It is really inexpensive. I was shocked at how little the movie theaters
asking for. And the other thing that is a really good bang for your buck, Tim was talking about the articles in the newspapers and how much better it is to actually have an article than an advertisement. We have something that we started called Evergreen Articles, and you can call and we'll tell you more about it, but we pay this North American Press Syndicate. We write these little articles up, and then whenever there's three space in the newspaper and someone needs to fill it, like the editor needs to fill space, they'll pull this Evergreen article, which is basically a timeless article, and they'll put it in there. And the media value is incredible for that. And it looks like it's a nationally written article, and anyone can do it. So if you want more information on that, the more people that do it, the better. We do it. It's $5,000 a day, and you end up getting like 30 million
We have time for one more question. Does anyone have a final question, final comment? Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to thank our folks here for their presentations today.
Can I just make a quick comment? Ideally, you've got I certainly don't want to leave the impression that there's something wrong with PSAs. I want to leave the impression that ideally you're marrying those two things together, that the paid media and the earned media, if you can make them work together, that's where your success is going to be. One or the other is part of the pie and great to get, but if you can put them both together, you're really going to hit a home run.